All right, it's planting season. I know we have a lot of rain, and I hope things dry up a little bit because I have a bunch of proven winter shrubs sitting on my patio table that are ready to be put in the ground tomorrow. On the line with us is proven winter shrub specialist Stacy Hervella. Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing great. It is prime time planting season, so I couldn't be any happier. How about you guys?
Bill's wife does some planting. Bill, you don't, right?
I do not, but we got her some of your products, some of your proven winners for Mother's Day, and she was thrilled.
Oh, good.
I got to tell you, these are the best plants ever. I didn't really have a green thumb. I'm starting to have one now, and they're so sturdy. I was talking with Stacy. I don't like pink flowers. I really don't.
No?
There is this At Last rose that is orange. It is the most beautiful color I have ever seen. And there are shrubs that we can plant. Talk part sun or part shade, because I don't know where to put these.
You know, that's one of the things that I know people do get confused about when they see those things on the tag, part sun, part shade, full sun. So, you know, I wanted to briefly break that down for people. So a full sun plant, a plant that wants full sun, that means a minimum of 6 hours of sun each day. That would be considered full sun. If it's got more than that, no problem. But a minimum of 6 hours is what you're looking at for full sun. Now, the real tricky thing is a lot of people don't realize this, but part sun and part shade generally are interchangeable, and it's just a matter of who is using them. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're different. They both basically imply that you need 4 to 6 hours of sun through the day, or it can also just be kind of like a bright location all day without direct sun. That would qualify for a part sun or part shade location. So if you see that on a plant tag and you're like, well, this one says part sun and this one says part shade, which one do I choose? Know that they're interchangeable and they both mean about 4 to 6 hours a day. And shade, of course, is less than 4 hours a day. That does limit your options, but there still are some great things that you can plant in shade.
Give some examples of the shade ones, because I have a very dark part of my backyard.
Yeah, that's, you know, definitely it's harder for things to grow there, but probably the most shade-tolerant shrub is also one of the most handsome, and that is boxwood. You know, boxwood is planted all over the city, and that's for a reason. It's because it's very tough, and it does really well in shade. Now, some people do have problems with boxwood having some damage through winter, but you can avoid that by having a good layer of mulch on it, especially when you go into winter. And boxwood can grow in anywhere from full shade to full sun and look fantastic. It's plain green. It doesn't really get any showy flowers or anything like that, but, you know, it's better than nothing. It's better than just having a blank, shady spot. Another great choice is dogwood. So most dogwoods do tolerate shade pretty well, but especially those red twig varieties that you see just having those red twigs in the winter, those are also very shade tolerant and native plants.
And very pretty.
If you have sun, no, you can grow just about anything. So that rose we were just talking about, Atlas rose, that's going to want full sun. So a minimum of 6 hours. And with something like a rose, planting it in full sun will give you the most flowers and the best disease resistance, because all of the roses that are in the Proven Winners line have been selected especially to resist, you know, any kind of like fungal diseases and ugly foliage and all of that thing that other roses get. But they do need full sun really for that best performance and best health.
Stacy, Wendy has a shady backyard, but she also has a shady past. Is there anything you
Shut
can
up.
Tell her for that?
All right. Stacy, Jeff, you just mentioned boxwood, so this times in perfectly. But, Jeff, we don't have a lot of time. Your question for Stacy?
Yes, I was just saying, at least in the western suburbs, I've seen all the boxwood have been kind of burned or browned. Will they come back at all, or do you need to replace them?
It depends on how severe the damage is, but they can come back. So what I would do is try to care for them, maybe give them a little fertilizer, any kind of flowering shrub fertilizer like a rose fertilizer is fine. Mulch them, water them, and if they don't show signs of life, probably within the next 2 weeks, see new growth coming out, you're going to have to replace them.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And real quickly, Nick has a question about his Japanese maple. Nick?
Oh, all right.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay. For some odd reason, I had this Japanese maple for like 3 years, and it's been beautiful. And now it seems like this year, the whole trunk seems like it all split.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of buds, but none of them are green.
Right. So Japanese maple has smooth bark, and that is very susceptible to breaking and cracking from frost. So the sun warms up the bark in the winter, and then it freezes at night, and that will cause cracking. And Japanese maples are unfortunately very susceptible to that. So hopefully it's going to be okay, but I would say the same thing I just told the last caller. If you don't see signs of life in about the next 2 weeks, unfortunately, the winter probably did it in, and that does happen. You have to be careful, you know, picking Japanese maples for Midwestern gardeners because they're not all equally tolerant of our winters.
Good luck to you, Nick. We appreciate it. Stacy is the shrub specialist over at Proven Winners. You know the containers, the white containers with the green letters and the P and the W. And we have a contest going on right now. If you go to WGNradio.com/contests, what can people register to win?
They're going to win a package with all of our shrubs of the year. So they're going to be 1 gallon plants of Atlas Rose, which you just mentioned, Firelight Hydrangea, Sonic Bloom White Gila, and Lowscape Mound Aronia. So it's a great package, really useful, versatile plants that are going to look great in a garden.
Stacy, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. You too. Happy planting, everyone.
Oh, thank you. I cannot wait.
Stacy Hervala from Proven Winners.
Yes.
Yes. All right. In a little while, the news, and then Charles Tillman, the peanut, joins us.
I bet he gardens.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
I'm sure. Yeah.